Look, you took part in the Mark Hughes Foundation Oztag game on Saturday, which was part of the wider family fun. There was, you know, a festival of food happening, three great games. It was fabulous.
I was a little boy and dream came true.
I could see that.
Hughes even let me captain the side.
I know.
And I ran them out. All the Knights legends, all the players that were my heroes over the years. Unfortunately, Kirk Gidley's only just left the bloody NRL and he takes it way too seriously and he yelled at me. I cried a couple of times.
And, of course, sadly out of that, Tony Butterfield did have a heart attack.
He did.
But thank God there were people there. Mm-hmm. The paramedics were quick.
Yep.
There was angels on the outfield, as they say. They
absolutely.
Swooped in and did some great work on Tony's had an operation and he's recovering in hospital.
Mm.
But we wanted to get
Shows you how hard we played.
Yeah. We wanted to get Mark on to just tell us a few things. Firstly, how Butts is and how much money was raised. But Mark Hughes, how was the captain of your All-Stars team on Saturday?
Good morning, Tanya, and also to Captain Sir. Is it still Captain Sir, or can we relax it back to Steve?
At ease, mate. At ease.
Okay, at ease. Right, yeah, Tanya, look, since sort of Paul Harrigan left the Knights, we've been looking for that enforcer, that inspirational player to lead the Knights, and I think we found him in Steve Graham.
Oh, wow.
On the weekend.
Waiting for the backhander there.
No, I'm all
he
talk,
was sensational.
Mate.
You know, Mark, I did see a video of, I've been waiting to bring this up, did see a video of when you guys came out of the tunnel, and apologies to the little ball boy that yes. Steve mowed down because he was so excited.
And I'm telling you, as the captain of the side, I was like, get out of my way, Brad.
Exactly
get out
that.
Of the way. There's a bunch of men coming through here that need to play a football match. I've actually seen that video. I feel terrible.
I know.
I was like, get the kitty out of my way. I want to run out.
I know. The captaincy did go to his head, Mark.
And here I was. I'm usually yelling at players who don't high-five the kitties, and I just pushed him out of the way.
I know.
He took it in his stride, and where it was needed, he'd chip in and just inspire the team. And then at halftime, it was the Mark Hughes Foundation. David, at me, he just wanted a bit more out of me in the second half, so I lifted for my skipper.
Yeah,
and I think we all did.
He wasn't offering enough. I think he was he was bludgeoned on the wing there for a bit, so I put him back in the middle, and he had some good touches.
Well, how much did you raise, Mark?
We raised just over $10,000, and that's a big thank you to Triple M, who were a big part of the day, and all the sponsors, and all the people that turned up, and a big thanks to Newcastle Rugby League. They've always been a huge supporter of ours, and it was just a great, fun day. Obviously, it had a really a hard side of it as well, like we spoke about with my great mate Tony Butterfield at the end of the day.
Now, you visited Butts yesterday, mate. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape. He's a tough, always been tough Buttsy, and, you know, to see, you know, life can change so quick, and to see it all unfold in the sheds was one of the most terrific things I've been a part of, without a doubt. And it was really scary, but I witnessed, you know, five or so heroes, doctors, nurses, paramedics that worked together and, you know, brought Tony back to life, and just, it was just an unbelievable thing to witness.
The scary thing, I was saying to Tanya this morning, is like when we got back to the sheds, it was Butts and I were sitting together and having, you know, we're singing the team song, we're clapping and laughing. I remember leaning over to him saying, mate, I feel like a little, you know, Make-A-Wish kid sitting here just because I'm having such a good time. And he said, mate, just suck it up, champ. And then he had a shower. He then came back, sat next to me, and we started talking about his son Isaac, how proud he was. But I said to Tanya, he just got this look on his face. I said, are you all right, mate? He went, no, I'm not really. And it went from there. And like you said, like we've gone, that's how quick it can happen. And I keep now in hindsight knowing what he went through, going, wow, I was literally laughing and talking with the guy and then next minute, bang.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So, you know, like, I'm so grateful that we had the right people there. It was something that was going to happen, whether it was yesterday or in the next 4 to 6 months. So I'm grateful that it happened there where we were surrounded by, like I said, amazing doctors, all the team, all the people that supported him. And, you know, it was a really, really awful thing to witness. But it's got a happy ending, and Buttsy's lived to tell the story. So it was certainly something that I didn't expect to be a part of.
Well, you know what, Mark? What we're telling people today, excuse me, JR the sports guy informed everyone about an hour ago that for one more month, sporting clubs can access a 50% discount on DFIBs to have at their grounds within their organisation. So if there's one takeaway from all of this, if you haven't got a DFIB at your ground or in your organisation, access that grant because it runs out in a month. So well done. We're glad Tone's okay. And well done to you guys for putting on a fabulous day.
That's definitely good advice about that. And, yeah, no, it was a wonderful day and really glad that Steve was a part of it and Frankie Barrett as well. And we all had such a great fun time.
I'm just glad he's well because I'm pretty dirty on him and his heart attack taking me off the front page.
Thanks, Mark.
And, you know, and thanks to the Newcastle Rugby League old boys. It was played in such great spirit, our game, and, you know, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good
no
gear.
Problems.
Well
take
done,
care
Mark.
Of you. See ya.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
There's Mark Hughes.
Nice one.
Photo of him in his heart attack.
Yeah, well.
Plenty of photos going around me busting the line, mate.
Yeah.
I was wondering when Tanya was going to bring up the ball boy.
Oh, my God, that poor ball boy.
Don't get in my way when I'm playing footy.
Obviously not.
He was the only one I think I tagged during the day.